his job. We try to save as many people as we can. Sometimes that doesn't mean everybody. But you don't give up.
New York. Washington, D.C. Sokovia.
Okay, that's enough.
Captain, people are afraid.
That's why I'm here. We need to be put in check.
Whatever form that takes, I'm game.
I'm sorry, Tony.
If I see a situation pointed south, I can't ignore it.
Sometimes I wish I could.
Sometimes I want to punch you in your perfect teeth.
I know we're not perfect. But the safest hands are still our own.
To wash their back.
This doesn't have to end in a fight, Tony.
You just started a war.
Stay down. Final warning.
I could do this all day.
All right, I've run out of patience. On to Ruse!
Hey, everyone.
Welcome to WDWNT Nerd Alert. I'm Joe Hogarty, and joining me are Patrick Hackett, Jimmy Changas, and Jack McCarthy.
Howdy, folks.
And we're going to do a special episode just talking about the Captain America Civil War trailer that was released recently, and we all have our opinions on it. We'd like to share it, and maybe kind of point out some things you may have missed when watching the trailer. So I can hear somebody's excited in the background.
Spider-Man!
Go ahead there, Patrick.
Spider-Man! No, it's Batman. Guys, it's Spider-Man! We saw Spider-Man, and he does not look terrible!
No, I think he looks pretty darn good.
Yeah.
I think he looks good, too. Definitely not as accurate as I would say Amazing Spider-Man 2's costume, but it's a good costume. And
it's not as shiny as the Amazing Spider-Man's costumes.
Well, we still don't know, because that's supposed to be all CGI, apparently.
That definitely is CGI. You can see it. It's not even, like, finished CGI. It was, people need to see the Spider-Man CGI.
Yeah, stick him in there quick.
So what do you guys think? Do you think that is something that Peter made or Tony made?
I didn't even think about it that way because, I mean, the whole thing of, you know, oh, he made his own costume. Peter Parker's got to be a pretty good seamstress there to put together the costumes like you've seen in the comic books. But I would say he got some help from Stark considering the eyes squinted.
Yeah, do you know what that's all about? I mean, I've read some analysis on that, and what I've heard is that they may function like a camera lens. So it does kind of give credence that maybe Stark did help with that suit.
We are dealing with a supposedly already established Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So maybe he's had time to review this and, like, really work on it. You know, Peter Parker is a genius.
That's true.
Yeah, he is, but it's still a matter of if they had gone with a more college-aged Peter Parker, I could see that holding up where, oh, he's had time to work on it and tinker with it more. Considering how young it seems they're going to go with this, I mean, heck, they have, what, one of the Disney kids playing a classmate of his? Was it Casey Undercover or something?
Well, that's one of the bad Disney shows.
Well, my son likes it, so that's just it. But if they're going with his classmates are that age, we're looking at they're skewing Peter Parker really young.
I heard he's supposed to be about 15 or 16.
Yeah, and I mean,
yeah, I would say he's got to be around that 14, 15 almost.
Yeah.
And we've seen before, but his genius does develop early. I mean, I don't know. It could be made by Stark, and maybe that's kind of why he sides with Stark at the beginning, because, spoiler alert, there's no way that continues. It's because Stark has been helping him out and telling him all these good things and telling him how the other heroes have been abusing their powers, and, you know, really getting in his ear about this.
Yeah, it's true, but I mean, it still goes into who you're gonna believe. That's what I find funny with the argument is who you're gonna believe. Because think about in a world where Tony Stark is always this glib, wisecracking guy all the time, you're gonna believe any word he says over Captain America, you know?
Yeah.
Or maybe in the MCU, Captain America isn't as public a figure as he is in the comics.
Well, you know what we'll do, since we did start off with Spider-Man, and that was, like, the most exciting thing.
Spider-Man!
I mean, the whole trailer was pretty exciting, but I think that stood out because we've been dying to see Spider-Man. But we'll end on this. We'll kind of go back to the suit, but let's, you know, start, like, what you and Jack are talking about, you know, the different sides, and, you know, why would anybody side with Tony Stark in this one?
Well, I mean, you obviously have War Machine. They have their history. War Machine was doing this government usage for the suit before Tony even got aboard with that. So it's easy to see why it's War Machine. Vision, I mean, is part of Jarvis, so he has that connection to Tony as well. To me, it doesn't seem that Black Panther is wholly on Iron Man's side. It is just more that he has something against the Winter Soldier. Because everything we see, he's going after the Winter Soldier.
Yeah, and I heard that there is a scene, like, in the trailer where you see Chadwick Boseman, who's playing Black Panther, where they're at the United Nations and there's an explosion, and you see him on the floor, and there was rumor that his father was assassinated, and if that's the case, that could kind of drive him to go against the Winter Soldier, especially if it points to him.
Yeah, because it looks like there is a scene where Bucky's getting unfrozen at one point. That could have been a flashback scene of whenever they pulled him out of the deep freeze, go do a job, and then they put him back in. That may have been one of his jobs, to take care of the Wakandan king.
And this trailer is definitely all over the place. It's not
chronological. And I'm glad that it's not, because we've talked about it because if Nerd Alert does anything, we break down trailers. Well, we've talked about this with other trailers, is that we just don't want it to give away too much. This got me hyped for the movie. I can get some pieces of the plot. I know who's who and kind of what's at stake. And that's all I need to know.
Yeah, I've watched the trailer a lot. And I've heard some analysis too. And if you watch it slowly, you pick up on a lot of things. And if you listen to it without watching it, you hear a lot of things that you normally would kind of miss. And they're very good at distraction. And they've done that with previous trailers, where the one scene that I'm talking about is when War Machine gets shot while he's flying. And it looks like Bucky does it. But if you look at it, it couldn't be Bucky, because it's two different scenes. Like, Bucky is firing something, but it looks like a laser is actually hitting him in the chest.
Yeah, but it could have just been Bucky did take him out. It's just at a different range, a different angle, a different scene.
Yeah, it could have. I don't think it's the same scene, though.
Oh, no, I don't think it's the same scene either.
But yeah, he could have taken him out, that's true.
That's what I'm thinking, because if there's anybody there kind of establishes a sharpshooter, it's Bucky.
Yeah. Well,
either that or it's Hawkeye.
Yeah, and it's Hawkeye,
I don't know if I could see Hawkeye doing something to take out somebody he knows from what could potentially be, you know, a deadly blow where the guy's going to fall out of the sky and possibly not make it. I don't know if Hawkeye would do that to someone he knows.
Yeah, I couldn't see Hawkeye doing that, too.
He could hit him with Electro Arrow or something, but to actually do something where he's going to damage the power source of the suit so the guy falls out of the sky, I can't see him doing that. I could see Bucky doing it.
There's no way that that's the demise of War Machine, correct?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't think they'd kill him off.
I don't know. I think there's definitely going to be people dying in this, and he could be a casualty of war, and that could cause Tony to basically really beef up the war at that point. I told this to you guys, I was discussing this with you, that that scene actually occurs during the big fight when we see like the 5-on-6 and then 6-on-6 where they're at the airport, because it's at that same airport. And I think that's the middle of the picture, and I think they're holding back the ending.
Oh, obviously.
I think that too.
I think that's the middle.
Especially since they had Spider-Man pop up there.
Yeah.
Because he's not going to, if they're throwing him in at the end of it, he's not going to switch sides at the end of it.
Yeah. And listen, I'm really sorry for anybody who's not familiar with the Civil War storyline, but it's important to know the comics. And I mean, the comics has been out for decades and what happened. So we're not convinced that this happens in the movie, but we're relatively sure because of the source material.
We all have read the Civil War series, Jack Patrick and I, and we're familiar with how it goes and how it ends. There's no way in hell that they're going to be able to duplicate that on screen.
No.
Just,
I mean, it was a fool's errand to begin with. Like, I saw a meme with the cover work of Civil War, or one of the inserts, where it's literally just about everybody in the comic book MCU and Tony and Cap in the middle, and it was like Civil War. It was like expectation and then reality, and it's the wide shot from that fight that's from the trailer where it's, you know, 6-on-6. That was never going to happen. That was never going to be the reality of this movie. The scope of Civil War was several comic books, you know? It just wasn't going to happen. I think it was unfortunate they named it that, but I think they named it that because there is going to be similarities.
And if by some miracle they end up getting back all their heroes, they could kind of revisit it and just call it Civil War 2.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely could be revisited. They're doing it in the comics right now.
Yeah, I have no idea what that's going to be about.
Yeah, neither do I. I'm not getting it either because I'm angry at them. We just covered that last episode.
You know what I found out today, and I didn't realize this, is that General Thunderbolt Ross, who was in The Incredible Hulk, and played by William Hurt, it looks like he's been elected to let the Avengers know, look, you guys have caused a ton of damage, monetarily wise and casualty wise, and he kind of shows New York, he shows DC, and he shows Sokovia.
That's enough. You see what I did? I quoted the trailer.
You did. Very good, Patrick. I was like, why is he cutting in? But did you know he's Secretary of State in this movie?
I thought he would have like a place on Security Council or something. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, Thunderbolt Ross as Secretary of State.
Yeah.
Can I interject while we're talking about bureaucracy?
Sure, go ahead.
My one thing that I'm really wondering about is, if any, what role is S.H.I.E.L.D. going to have here? Are we going to have some crossover with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Aren't they defunct?
I mean, you're not following the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, I'm 5 episodes behind, but there are not one, but there's 2 S.H.I.E.L.D.s, and now they're reunited again, and...
You know, this is a point they also made this on IO9, I think, last week, that if they were following and building in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. into this movie, Civil War, we'd see a much bigger battle, because...
Well, what if
on
that's
Agents
the middle of the movie, like we're all saying, and what if they join the fight later on?
Well, supposedly they're not tying in, because we would see the huge battle, because Inhumans are popping up all over the place and on the show.
Yeah.
But Patrick, I don't want to spoil it for you, but...
No, I know. Go ahead.
The Inhuman population has come to the president's attention. You know, that would tie in great, because then you could really have, you know, introducing mobs and mobs of characters with powers falling in on both sides, or Cap's team trying to protect them and gather them, and, you know, all of a sudden Tony Stark is outnumbered 10
to 1.
That's
what I'm thinking. Like, could you imagine the emotion of a scene with Cap and Coulson reuniting? None of these guys know Coulson's alive.
Mm.
And you have to understand that the person who wanted Coulson to stay dead is no longer associated with these films.
Is S.H.I.E.L.D. underground in Agents of
S.H.I.E.L.D.? S.H.I.E.L.D. is underground, but like Jack was saying, they are... The awareness around the Inhumans is public.
Okay.
So S.H.I.E.L.D. is basically...
And S.H.I.E.L.D. is starting to come back to the forefront again under a different agency.
Oh, Okay, thank you for not spoiling that for me. I have 5 hours.
I'm trying not to because I know you haven't seen it. You're five episodes back.
Yeah.
All right. I don't watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I just can't get into it.
You got to hashtag it's all connected.
Yeah. Do you think it's actually been pretty good?
It's been very good.
You think it'll tie into Civil War?
That's what I'm wondering.
I think Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. will tie into Civil War more than Civil War will tie into Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I think there'll be mention of it on the TV show, but I don't think it'll go the other way.
Because didn't they do that with Winter Soldier?
They did it with just about everything.
Oh, they did it with Ultron too?
Yeah, they've referenced the event. They referenced the events of just about everything.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, one thing that we saw early in the trailer was this underwater prison. Patrick told me it was called the Raft.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The Raft was basically a prison for supervillains, and it's just kind of stuck out there in the middle of New York Harbor. It's just where the worst of the worst go, and once you go on the Raft, you're not expected to ever leave, but
they always do.
Comic books, there's a breakout every week.
So that one doesn't go to the negative zone?
No.
No.
Oh, I don't even think they have permission to use the negative zone.
No, they don't, but wasn't that in Civil War? Weren't they, like, storing the prisoners?
In the comics, they were, yes.
Because
they figured, even if somebody broke out, where are you going to go? You're in the negative zone.
I almost just said a bad word because I was like, yeah, that was just showing how much of a bleep Reed Richards is.
Yeah, well, that's it, but... the negative zone showed up in, I think, that first 100 issues of Fantastic Four, which are assigned over to Fox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anything in those first, that Lee Kirby run, is off limits.
Yeah, so, like, the Raft is basically, if I remember, it's usually a S.H.I.E.L.D. thing. So I guess they're going to put it to Stark now that Stark did it, created it, and all that. It's just where they put the bad guys for the time being until they break out when they need them again.
So, again, what we're seeing in the trailer is definitely Cap is anti-registration and Tony is pro-registration. I have, like, some things written down here that they said. Like, Tony says we need to be in check. Whatever form that takes, I'm game. And Steve says, I'm sorry, Tony. If I see a situation pointed south, I can't ignore it. Sometimes I wish I could. And I know we're not perfect, but we're the safest hands... are still our own. One of the problems, too, that exists is Bucky, or the Winter Soldier, because Steve still has faith that Bucky is in there somehow, and that, you know, he was always his friend. And I don't know if Tony looks at him as a sadistic serial-type killer, and he's also, I think he was responsible for his father's death, too, right?
Well, that's a rumor that they're going to make in the movie. But, I haven't seen anything, I don't remember anything prior to saying that Bucky had taken out Howard Stark.
It was mentioned in The Winter Soldier.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was mentioned in The Winter Soldier.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, and I always thought it's like, what's going to happen when Tony finds out about that?
Well, there's your angle.
That's part of it. Getting back to the Black Panther, what did you think of his costume and like how he operated?
I love the costume. I'm kind of excited to see how he operated. I thought the jump on the motorcycle was a really cool move. I felt like he fought a little too cat-like. I've always, even though that was his moniker, I always thought of him as a more regal fighter kind of thing, but maybe he's just in a rage. And that's always been a characteristic of the Black Panther, is that he has these moments of rage.
Hmm. I don't remember. I always remember him being kind of calm and cool.
Yeah.
I don't remember him having rage issues, but I think the costume looks good, but call me the old classic guy. I like the Black Panther best when he is just plain black with the silver eyes. I mean, without any of the accoutrements that you usually see on him. You know, I mean, I've looked at it and, I picked up the Bowen design stuff. So my favorite is... You know, that's the one. The Black Panther, he's just there, and they have him in a jungle scene. And, like, for me, that's the classic Panther. That's my favorite look of his. No silver, no vibranium on him or gold or anything like that. Just a sleek black suit like a Black Panther.
So he didn't have vibranium in the comics?
They added bits and pieces as it went through the years, but I mean, all the way up until what, the early 80s, he just had his suit. You know, he may have had vibranium claws or something,
political powers,
but it wasn't as ornate as it came later on.
I thought he looked cool, though. I mean, I really liked the suit. I was telling Patrick at the time when we first saw him, I wish he had a cape, but yeah, I can't see the cape being very functional.
Didn't you learn any lessons from The Incredibles?
The Incredibles. I knew that was coming. But yeah, I mean, he definitely wouldn't be able to run that fast, or he'd just look like an idiot. It just wouldn't work.
Yeah.
Well, even his cape when he first showed up was very short. He had the short little cape. But yeah, I think he's better without it.
What I noticed too, like when I recently saw the trailer again, is that, well, first of all, we've seen like he's outrunning Cap. He's also chasing Bucky that's on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you guys noticed that he's hopping from car to car.
That's what I was complaining about. I'm like, this is kind of... I get it, he's a Black Panther, but I'm like, this is a little over the top with the cat metaphor.
I think that's kind of cool, though. I mean,
I thought it was kind of cool.
You know, it's speeding cars, and he's basically just going from one car to another. I think that's kind of cool.
I want to see it, you know, play out on the screen, I'm sure. I am more excited for this than I think any movie in a long, long time.
Yeah, well, I've heard that. I also like the fact that, I think it's kind of cool that when they were shooting at him... by helicopter.
Just stood there?
Yeah, he seems to be bulletproof with the vibranium suit.
He just stood there like, yeah, okay.
And that's kick ass.
Yeah. You know? I think Black Panther, people are going to be pleasantly surprised, and then I think we're going to get another surprise hit like Ant-Man for the Black Panther solo flick. I think it's going to be do way better than expectations.
Yeah, what do you think about Ant-Man and his little scene there? Little scene there.
I don't know.
I'm looking forward to the bit with Ant-Man riding on the arrow. That was always a cool cover from the Avengers. And you know, heck, I'm hoping he can screw with Tony Stark's suit a bit for at least the first fight. The second fight, Stark will have learned his lesson. But just to see Stark get his for a little bit.
I don't know, man. Like I said that I really enjoyed the Ant-Man movie a lot more than I thought I would, and this is a cool shot, it's a cool thing, but he doesn't feel like he belongs. The other heroes have a lot more gravitas and a lot more history, I feel, than Ant-Man, and it just, I'm on-screen history, I'm not talking about the books, and it just, he doesn't feel right in this, but, you know, we'll see. I give Marvel the benefit of the doubt more often than not, so I'm excited to see where it's going to turn out, but it felt a little eh. I thought he was cooler in the Super Bowl Coke commercial.
Oh, yeah, wasn't he on Tony's side in the comic book?
Yeah,
wasn't
he was.
Wasn't that Pym?
Yeah.
It wasn't Lang, it was Pym.
That's Hank Pym, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I kind of liked it. I liked what they showed, but I just kind of think that if he's gonna, it does look like he's shooting him up there so that he lands on Iron Man and does some sort of fiddling with his suit. And to me, the only thing that bothers me with that is he did that to the Falcon in his own movie. And it just seems like we're seeing this again. Is that like his big power?
You really, really hinted at what his big power is, and the spoiler is already out there, but he has a big power.
Yeah.
Yep, and we haven't seen that yet in the trailer, and I hope we don't. But
no,
yeah,
it's bad enough that the Funko release ruined it.
Should we even mention it?
No, we shouldn't. But
all right.
Laid it out quite clearly. Anybody who's any bit of clever figured it out.
All right, we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah,
there could be a big surprise. I don't know. I liked him. I mean, we really didn't get to see Paul Rudd, but I thought that it was kind of cool to just see him on the arrow, and I think he'll do good. And Cap's side is a little short-sighted. And yeah. Speaking of that, where was, what's her name?
13.
You said her name was Agent 13?
I think that's something that a lot of people don't know about yet, and I think they might be holding back on that.
Hmm.
Yeah, we also don't know how big of a role. Are they just going to use her as a person on the inside or something, or is she actually going to be out there kicking butt? I don't know.
And I know we discussed this just in the beginning, but like both of you are under the impression that War Machine isn't going to die, and that's just a mislead that we're seeing.
I think it's a mislead. I think we see at least one, maybe two deaths of named characters.
No, I can't. I could see him getting busted up, but I can't see them killing them off.
Yeah,
we're too early in the MCU still. Even after all these years, we have too few of characters to really step up right away.
Yeah, and if he loses all power and he falls to the ground, there's a possibility he's not going to make it. But we didn't see the whole scene. I mean, it's possible that Tony may have grabbed him just before he fell to the ground.
Oh, that's what I think happens.
Yeah. But I still think he's going to die. I just don't think he's a major character. I think he's replaceable. They're going to have to kill some people.
Well, clearly he's replaceable. They've replaced him already.
Well, I'm just saying Rhodey himself. Yeah, I just have a feeling that he's going to die, and that's going to be the point where they all separate. Again, I'm going to contradict myself, because if Spider-Man does jump sides at some point, I don't see how that's going to make him jump sides. Would probably want him to stay on Tony's side. And War Machine kicks the bucket. So to speak.
Yeah,
or you know what? I mean, if we're looking at Spider-Man as an established character, knowing Peter Parker, if one of Cap's sides gets caught, Peter Parker might not like how Stark is just throwing him onto this raft to forget about him, lock him up. Because that was one of the parts of that always kind of didn't sit well, that people weren't being processed. They were just taken and thrown into the negative zone prison with no option really to get out unless they signed away their identity. This may not sit well with Peter Parker as well if he starts to see people that he may not know, but if he's been an active superhero, by reputation, you would think he would know of Captain America.
Yeah,
that's definitely a good point. The Avengers.
He lived in New York when the attack on New York took place.
Right, and everybody saw all the Avengers come out. That Peter, it might not sit too well with Peter Parker that, you know, Stark wants to just throw these guys that were saving lives a couple of years ago are now thrown in a gulag. But hey, we'll know soon enough, a couple of months.
It's true. But, you know, I was going to say during that scene, though, like when he's on the ground and he takes his mask off, if you notice, Tony says this, he says, "I was wrong about you. The whole world was wrong about you." Now, that could be taken, like, two different ways.
Oh, I mean, these things, like you were saying, I don't think that these scenes are even close to each other, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he could be referring to Cap as saying that, you know, I thought you were a hero, and everybody thought you were a hero, and, you know, they were totally wrong about you. Or he could be referring to Bucky, you know, at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Where, you know, he might take the mantle of Captain America, and he might, that might be a little Easter egg saying, "I was wrong about you, the whole world was wrong about you," you know, kind of giving him his acceptance as if he ends up being the next Captain America.
Yeah, it's this is, I think, what makes it a really good trailer. It doesn't ruin any of the surprises. I think it gives us a lot to look forward to, and it doesn't ruin introducing a new character in the middle of the trailer, so that's really cool.
I think you pointed this out, Patrick, to me today. There was an extended trailer.
Yes, at the Kids' Choice Awards.
And it kind of showed that Bucky was on the ground.
Yeah, and his arm was not with him.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't catch that.
So it's possible Iron Man may have yanked it off of him.
And that's the only one on that team that I think could do that.
That's true.
I mean, that makes sense. If they're brawling in that scene where Bucky and Cap are, like, basically taking him apart, all it would need was Iron Man just to get a grip on one and give a yank, and I'm sure that that's where the arm comes off.
Did you notice the guy that's in the chamber?
Guy in the chamber?
Yeah, there's a guy sitting in a chamber, and it's like a yellow tube, kind of like what Bucky was in, and that's been getting, like, a lot of talk on the internet, wondering who that could be.
I did not even notice that.
Well, you guys are going to have to watch the trailer again. And during that scene when they're kind of punching each other, you can see that there's a guy in a yellow chamber. It's on the right-hand side.
Yeah, I remember when you did your fantastic Marvel matchup report on WWNT.com, it being in there, but I only noticed it in your stills. I never noticed it watching the video.
Yeah, it's definitely in the video. And again, when you slow it down, There's a couple of chambers there, so it could be where the Winter Soldier was created. It does make you wonder who that is. Could it be the Red Skull or something like that, or that we might see in the future? You know, check it out if you get a chance.
Man, I'd like to see the Red Skull come back somehow.
Yeah, I mean, he's basically the only good villain that we have. I mean, I'm getting tired of Loki.
Nobody wants Loki as a villain anyway. They all love Tom Hiddleston too much.
Yeah. Well, they did that part. Loki should stick around in Thor now, but bringing him back in the Avengers, nah.
But I mean, we'll have Thanos soon enough, and
yeah, that's true.
Whatever.
But apparently, I think Baron Zemo is supposed to be in this movie.
His kid's been around. And
yeah, I just think we have such boring villains most of the
time. You're not wrong. If there is anything we can say about the MCU, is that it's been lacking in villains.
And the next scene I wanted to bring up was Scarlet Witch fighting the Vision. What did you think about that? I mean, that it seemed like she had his number in that one.
I don't have any idea what they're thinking of with the Scarlet Witch's powers in the MCU, because is she telekinetic? Is she energy blast? Is she this or that? I don't have any clear idea what her powers are, even though I've seen the movie several times.
But they come from the Infinity Stone, so maybe. And so does his. Doesn't Vision's come from the Infinity Stone, too?
Yes.
I don't know if Wanda and Pietro's powers came from the Infinity Stone. Or was that just
I don't believe Wanda's does.
Done,
Weren't they experimenting with Loki's staff?
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
They had the staff, but it's, like I said, if it would make sense, a little bit more sense, just because doesn't Loki, I thought Loki had the Mind Stone.
I thought Loki had the Soul Stone.
Is it the Soul Stone or the Mind Stone? I'm...
Yeah, the Soul Stone, I think, was in the in his staff. I don't know if he knew it or not, but that was revealed in Ultron.
Yeah, I don't know which stone he's supposed to have there.
Yeah.
But I don't see how, I mean, I don't know if those powers came from Infinity Based or they were doing some sort of genetic manipulation. I mean, Baron Strucker is, you know, your mad Nazi scientist villain. I was kind of sad to see they killed him off, too, in that movie, because he could have been good just as well as bringing Zemo back.
Well, no one is ever dead in the Marvel Universe.
And I think he's pretty dead this time.
Ultron
did a number on him.
But speaking of villains, what do you think of Crossbones? You got a little bit more of a better look at him.
Crossbones is a cool character, but I always pictured him more as your henchman, you know, your henchman muscle than a standalone guy. And the mask looks good. I don't know about the chest plate that he just sort of scratched an X on. You know, I would have rather seen just an X painted on him or something. But we'll see how it goes. Like we've been saying, we don't know. We've seen the trailer. We know there's a scene with Crossbones. We don't have any context in how he shows up or what he does.
Isn't that how a trailer should be, Jack?
And that's exactly how a trailer should be. That we know he's there. We don't know what he's doing, how he's doing it, or what. But we know he's there, and he just belts Cap across Marketplace or something. And you're right, that's what a trailer should be. Who wants to know the whole movie from looking at the trailer?
Yeah, DC, who wants to know the whole movie from looking at the trailer?
You're right about that, I can't argue with that. I guess we're going to do like a full circle here, we're almost to the end. And we're getting back to the big Spider-Man reveal. And one thing I learned about this too, when it came out, was apparently Marvel had sent two trailers to Sony. One of them had Spider-Man in it, and one of them didn't. And that guy, the head of Sony... Tom Rothman. But anyway, he approved it. He signed off on it, and that's why we finally saw him. There was a chance we weren't going to see Spider-Man in that trailer. It was just like at the last minute he looked at it and he said, all right, that's good enough. You know, release it.
I'm glad they did, because really, like Patrick said, Spidey.
Yeah, we definitely needed to see him.
That got me a lot more psyched up than I already was.
Yeah, and when you look at like a really like high quality picture of the still of Spider-Man, you see a lot of things on there that make the suit look so much nicer. Like I didn't realize at the time, because you know you see the red and all that, and you see the blue, but there's also black in there too, like on the arm. And the black, I think it kind of gives definition to his arms. I think it's kind of cool. I like the whole suit in general. Again, it's a little bit like classic Spidey, but there is some nice nuances that were put in there too that make it a little more modern.
Hey, I like the suit. I mean, my thing was I did like the Amazing Spider-Man 2 suit, but one thing I never liked on the movie version of the costumes were the raised webbing.
Yes.
And I'm hoping that from the look of what we've seen in that close-up picture of it, that the webbing is much more subtle. It's thread, not this raised material or whatever it is, plastic. So I like the way the suit looks a lot, and I like the more subtle webbing as well.
Yeah, and again, I don't know if that's sewn in or not. I mean, it looks almost like it's drawn in. It probably is sewn in. And, you know, the web shooters, you really didn't get a good look at it, but you can tell that they are web shooters. It's not organic, and the webs look pretty cool. I mean, they look very spider webbish.
Well, that's what I also like about it, that they have the web curves the right way.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, in whatchamacallit, in the Sam Raimi movies, it was basically all the webbing was kind of straight lined, wasn't it?
Oh, you're talking the web. We were talking about the webs that like actually come out of him.
Oh, okay.
I was
stuck on the costume again.
Like when he grabbed Captain America's shield, like when he first saw like the web that kind of was all over his shield. It looked like a real spider web, and I think that's like the closest that we've seen that it looks like a real spider web. I think that actually looks pretty cool. And again, how does a kid like that make something like that?
He's a genius.
Yeah.
Also, aliens.
And getting back to the eyes, too, I've been hearing a lot of people say that when you look at it, and I think I've mentioned this before, is that, you know, the black around the eyes and that how he's able to squint and all that is actually kind of like a camera lens. That's like an aperture, like how it'll close. It does make me wonder, is he, maybe Tony did make that suit and that's there intentionally so that he can spot Ant-Man?
Ah, could be. That Stark built it in considering what happened with the Falcon.
Yeah, the Falcon was on Cap's side.
Yeah, but the Falcon, at the time Ant-Man happens, all this hasn't come out. So.
I don't know. I don't know what the timeline with that is. Because remember what the stinger is for that, for Ant-Man is the scene that kind of, with Bucky in his arm and all that. So, I don't know what the timeline is there.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. I mean, and I like that trail too, because, again, it made us, it revealed a lot of nice things, and I've been complaining since the first trailer. I just wasn't crazy about it. It didn't do anything for me, but this did something for me. I was kind of excited about it. There were a lot of cool scenes, and it doesn't reveal a lot of the movie. That's why we're just, you know, basically guessing on what this trailer is showing us,
which is what we should be doing.
Yeah, we don't know for sure. It just looks so damn cool. I'm glad that, you know, we got it out right before Batman v Superman, and I kind of knew they were going to do that.
Yeah, just to steal a little bit more thunder away from it.
And I can't wait to see Batman v Superman just to see how people react to the Civil War trailer when it's on screen. Although I'm sure everybody's seen it by now. It did get a lot of. I'm just going to say really quick, a lot of people did find something to complain about with the new Spider-Man.
People always will.
That the CGI just doesn't look that great. But it's early. I mean, it's still, they have a couple of months to fine-tune it. Again, we haven't seen Tom Holland actually in the physical costume himself, and I'm really looking forward to seeing that.
Hey, if as much of it is computer-generated like you said it was, they can change all that so quickly. I mean, hell, remember how they made adjustments to, in the Green Lantern movie. How they made adjustments to the costume all the way up to a couple of weeks before it came out.
Yeah.
Jack, please never bring that up again when talking about an MCU film. Don't make it green and don't make it animated.
Oh, you always got to remember that, though.
Yeah, well, like I said, they can turn this stuff around so quickly nowadays. Who knows? Spider-Man could look very different once he finally appears. I mean, or even remember... the first Hulk movie. Geez, they had a Super Bowl ad with an unfinished Hulk on it. That the scenes looked different once the movie actually came out from what we saw on the Super Bowl commercial.
Well, you got a good memory, Jack.
But because I just, well, you know, it's advertising, Joe.
Then I just thought of that too, yeah.
Yeah, but long live rest of that career. But anyway, that was it. It was they did a lot of tweaking in a matter of a month or so from when, here it is, you threw it out there for the world to see, and it wasn't quite finished yet. But when you saw the finished product, it looked very much different than what you saw on the ad. So we could be in the same situation again with Spider-Man.
So bottom line for you guys, does this make you more excited, or the same level, or less excited?
Oh, hell, I'm more excited after seeing Spider-Man. That part of the trailer did the job.
I'm so much more excited. I didn't think I could get more excited, but I am so much more excited. The only thing that could have made me more excited, if, like, Star-Lord just popped in for funsies.
Would be nice.
The Guardians of the Galaxy pop up in the middle as the 12 of them are running towards each other.
That would have made me more excited. Well, that's about it.
But I will say, though, I was excited. I was not a fan of the first trailer. This one won me over. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm on the bandwagon officially now. Just want to see that one scene where they fight at night, and I'll be happy. And again, I think we haven't seen the end yet. I mean, this trailer is just showing us the first half of the movie, and I think the end is just going to just win us over. We're going to be talking about this movie for months afterwards, because you could just imagine the things that are going to just shock us when the credits just finally roll.
I think this is going to be like a repeat of last summer, where, you know, Avengers 2 came out, that was the big movie, and then we got the nice surprise of Ant-Man later on in the summer. I think that's going to be the same thing. We're going to see Civil War, we're going to be talking about it, all hyped up, talking about it, and then boom, Doctor Strange is going to hit. And we're going to be surprised with Doctor Strange. That's how I think it's going to play out.
I hope so. All right, so that's it, guys. Thanks for joining me. It's fun to talk about the trailer. Let's hope we get to see another one before the movie comes out, and a bunch of TV spots, too. But not too much.
Not too much.
Nope. I think they should leave it where it is.
All right.
We have our trailer, and I think we're done. We should be done for the time being, because I think everybody who wants to see it is now rabid enough to see it.
That's true. All right, again, thanks, guys. So until next time,
stay nerdy.
Signing out.
Jimmy Jones.
And see ya.